Hello everyone. Welcome to Unit 3. In this unit, we're going to talk about past events and to tell a story. Part 1. Topic: Interesting events. 有趣的事. Language goal: Talk about past events. 谈论过去发生的事情。Tell a story. Target language. What were you doing when the UFO arrived?
I was sitting in the barber's chair. The barber was cutting my hair.
Well, he was buying souvenirs.
A girl called the police.
Shall we begin with Section A? Activity 1A. A TV reporter is askingWhere were you when the UFO arrived? Match the statements with the people in the picture.
电视台的一位记者在问人们，就是说当飞碟这个到来的时候，你们都正在干些什么？那么我们看看下面呢，这个图画里头我们可以呢做一个标记，比如说 I was in the bathroom.我们看看，这是 D 这个人呢，看看他好像是刚从这个洗澡间里出来，所以他说 I was in the bathroom， 当时我正在这个 bathroom 里面。这个呢是我们所说的这个电视台的记者，他问 So what were you doing when the UFO arrived？
Well， I was standing in front of the library。
A 这个人说我正在图书馆前，所以我们说第三个，这应该是 A 这位女士说的话。好，我们再看看 I was in my bedroom， 看看这里面哪一个人在睡觉呢？ B 他穿着睡衣，所以我们说 He was in his bedroom。 Number 3 is A。 What about number 4? I was in the kitchen， 看看哪个人像是在厨房呢？
C. Well, this lady was in the kitchen.
The next one, I was in my barber shop.
Barber shop, 我们说指的是理发店。
He was in the barber shop.
The last one, I was in the barber's chair. 当时我正坐在这个理发店的椅子上，也就是说正在剪头呢。So, this guy...Well, this boy was in the barber's chair.
Activity 1B. Listen to the reporter's questions and circle the correct responses.
好，我们下面听一段录音，然后听一听记者问的一些问题，那么将正确的这个回答呢用圆圈把它标出来。比如说 standing in front of the library， 而不是 studying in the library。 Ready? Off we go.
So, what were you doing when the UFO arrived?
Well, I was standing in front of the library.
And I was sleeping late.
I was cooking dinner.
How about you?
I was getting out of the shower.
And I was cutting hair.
好，我们来看其余的几句。Sleeping late, 睡懒觉了。Cooking dinner, 做饭呢。Getting out of the shower, 就是刚洗完澡出来。Cutting hair, 在剪发呢。Well, so much for this conversation. Activity 2A, listen and order these statements.
好，我们下面再听一段对话，然后呢，将这几个句子的先后排一个序。
Well, you will hear a recording of a reporter talking to several people. Please put a number one in front of the thing that happened first, a number two in front of the thing that happened second, and so forth.
好，我们先来看这几个句子。The alien visited the Museum of Flight. Alien 指的是外星人。Okay?
The alien bought a souvenir. Souvenir 是纪念品。A UFO landed on Center Street. Okay, UFO 指的是飞碟或者是不明飞行物，它降落在 Center Street 啊，降落在这条大街上。The alien went into a store. Store 商店。An alien got out of the UFO. 从这个飞碟里走出来。Well, so much for this. Are you ready for the conversation? Let's begin.
So, can you tell me what you saw here today?
Well, I was walking down Center Street when a UFO landed.
Where did it land?
Right here.
So, what happened next?
An alien got out of the UFO.
What were you doing?
When the alien got out of the UFO, I was shopping.
Then what happened?
Well, then the alien went into a store. Do you see the store over there? And bought a souvenir.
Then it visited the Museum of Flight on Green Street.
So, what did you do?
While it was buying a souvenir, I called the police.
And while it was visiting the museum, I called the TV station.
So what happened next?
Activity 2B. Listen again. Complete the following sentences with when or while. 好，请同学们再听一遍对话，然后用 when 和 while 完成句子。Ready? Off we go.
So...Can you tell me what you saw here today?
Well, I was walking down Center Street when a UFO landed.
Where did it land?
Right here.
So, what happened next?
An alien got out of the UFO.
What were you doing?
When the alien got out of the UFO, I was shopping.
Then what happened?
Well, then the alien went into a store. Do you see the store over there?And bought a souvenir.
Then it visited the Museum of Flight on Green Street.
So, what did you do?
While it was buying a souvenir, I called the police.
And while it was visiting the museum, I called the TV station.
So, what happened next?
好，我们来看看这几个选项。注意 when 和 while 都表示当什么什么时候，当这个讲。但是请同学们注意，你看 ,the boy was walking down the street when a UFO landed. 那个男孩正在街上走着，这时候啊，这个一个飞碟降落了。那么这里面呢，我们需要注意，这是 was doing when, 这是个句型，表示正在发生什么什么事情，这时候又一个动作发生了。所以是 was doing when. 再有比如说 ,the girl was shopping when she saw the alien get out.那么也就是说这个当他正在这个买东西的时候，他看见了这个外星人从里面出来了。那么 well, 请同学们注意，它表示在这个时间段，在这一段时间或者在这段时间内正在发生的东西，我们多用 well。所以 well 引导的句子多用进行时态，而 when 一般情况它表示一点一刹那的动作，所以我们看这里 ，While the alien was buying a souvenir, the girl called the police. 当这外星人正在买这个纪念品的时候，这女孩叫了警察。同样，下面的句子 ，While the alien was visiting the museum, the boy called the TV station. Okay, so much for this. Let's take a look at the tape script. 好，我们看一看录音原文。啊，请同学们注意，就是说，你看一看，刚才如果还有什么地方没有听清的，你可以通过这文字来把意思弄清楚。So, can you tell me what you saw here today? Well, I was walking down Center Street when a UFO landed. Where did it land? Right here. So, what happened next? An alien got out of the UFO.Get out of 叫从哪哪里走出来。What were you doing? 指的是当时你正在干什么。When the alien got out of the UFO, I was shopping. Then what happened? Well, then the alien went into a store.
Do you see the store over there? And bought a souvenir. Then I visited the Museum of Flight on Screen Street. So what did you do? Well, it was buying a souvenir. While it was buying a souvenir, I called the police. And while it was visiting the museum, I called the TV station. So what happened next? 好，听力对话呢，我们暂时就做到这里。那么在本单元当中，我们学到的一个重点呢，就是描述在过去某个时候正在发生的动作。好，我们来看看今天的 Grammar Box。Grammar Focus. The boy was walking down the street when the UFO landed. 那么我们看这里面出现了 was walking, 也就是当这个飞碟降落的时候，那个男孩正走在街上，表示当时他正怎么怎么样，所以用的是 was doing. While the boy was walking down the street, the UFO landed. The girl was shopping when the alien got out. 当这个外星人出来的时候，这女孩正在买东西。还可以说成 while the girl was shopping, the alien got out.这里面我们也能看出来 when 和 well 的区别了。好，我们来讲一讲这个时态。我们管这种时态叫过去进行时。那么过去进行时它的构成呢是 was 或者是 were 加上 doing。注意哪些主语跟 was， 一般我们说单数啊，第三人称，或者是呢啊单数第一人称，比如说 I was, he was, she was 等等。那么其余的时态呢其余的人称啊，或者是表示复数第一人称的复数，或者是第二人称的单复数，都要用 were 啊， was were doing。 那么过去进行时顾名思义呢，就是说在过去正在发生的事情，我们要用过去进行时。比如说 When I came into the room, she was cleaning the room， 也就是说当我进屋的时候，他正在打扫卫生。当我进去的时候，他正在干着什么呢？所以这用了过去进行时。再一句，比如说 What was he doing at this time yesterday? 昨天的这时候他正干着什么？注意这是过去进行时的可数疑问句，表示昨天这时候过去，昨天的这个时候正干什么？所以进行，所以这是过去进行。He was reading books in bed. 他正躺床上看书呢。注意，这也是回答上面的问题，也就是昨天的这时候他正在看书，所以他用的是过去进行时。Okay, so much for the grammar. Next, let's come to activity 3A. Read the email message and number the pictures in the correct order. 好，我们下面先看一封这个电子邮件，然后呢我们将下面的几个图把它按顺序给它排一下序。 Dear Jack, I had a very unusual experience on Sunday. Unusual 是不寻常的， experience 是经历啊。 At around 10 o'clock in the morning, I was walking down the street when a UFO landed right in front of me.
大约在上午十点钟左右的时候，我正在街上走，这时候一个飞碟正好就降落在我眼前。注意这里面的 UFO 我们可以这么念，也可以念成 UFO， 这两个念法都可以。好，我们来看一看 around 在这里相当于 about， 表示大约。比如说 There are around 5 people in the room， 房间里大约有五个人。再有呢，我们以前见过 around 还可以表示在什么什么周围，比如说 There are many flowers around his house， 他房子周围有好多好多花儿。那么这个 around 表示在什么什么周围。那么至于是表示在什么周围还是大约左右的时候，我们要根据上下文，根据不同的句子它不同的意思来判断。好，这里还有一个 was walking when， 也就是 was 或者是 were doing 什么什么 when， 这是个句型，表示正在做这件事，这时候另一个动作发生了。比如说 They were doing their homework when the lights went out， 也就是说他们正在做作业，这时候灯灭了，表示正在什么什么另一个动作发生了。这里面还有一个 right in front of me， right 在里边强调就在我眼前。我们再看 I fell asleep right in the middle of her speech， 我就在她讲话期间给睡着了。 right 用来修饰后面的介词短语。 She came up right behind me， 她就从我后面走了过来。 right behind me。 You can imagineHow strange it was. 你能想象得出来这多么的怪呀。An alien got out and walked down Center Street. 这时候呢，一个外星人走了出来，然后呢，这个沿着这个 Center, 这个 Street, 就走了过来。注意这里面 got out, get out 是出来的意思，比如说 The taxi stopped and they got out. 出租车停了下来，他们就都走了出来。 The lady got out of the car and went away. 那位女士从车里走出来然后就走了。那么 get out 是出来了，从哪儿出来要说 get out of。 get out 我们说这是从比较小型的车出来，如果比如说他们上了公共汽车然后下了汽车，我们就不能说 get out，得用 get off。 比如说 They got on the bus at a square and 25 minutes later they got off， 他们在广场那一站上了车，然后25分钟之后呢就下来了。 get off 是下来的意思。注意大一点的交通工具，比如说 bus, train, plane， 我们一般表示这个上车上飞机都用 get on， 下来呢用 get off。那么小一点的像 taxi 像 car， 我们一般都是用 get out 或者是 get out of， 那么上车呢用 get in 或者是 get into。 I followed it to see where it was going and was very surprised when it went into a souvenir shop。 那么我就跟着这个Alien 就跟着这个外星人，然后想看看他往哪儿走。这时候发现呢，他正朝一个纪念品商店啊走去，这时候感到非常非常的惊讶。所以我们来看一看，首先呢是一个飞碟降落了，然后呢来到了卖纪念品的商店。所以看一看哪幅图片应该在前面呢？While it was looking at souvenirs, the shop assistant called the police. 他正在看纪念品的时候，商店的售货员就赶紧打电话。Okay? Before the police arrived, the alien left the shop and then visited the Museum of Flight. 那么警察还没来的时候，也就是在警察来之前呢，那位外星人呢就离开了商店，然后呢去了这个博物馆，叫 The Museum of Flight. This is the museum. Okay. While the alien was in the museum, I called the TV station. Isn't that amazing? 那么就是说，这个外星人在博物馆的时候，我呢给这个电视台打了电话。Isn't that amazing? Amazing 指的是令人惊讶的，表示惊奇的这么一个概念。好，我们来看一看这几幅图的顺序。This is number one. Now which one is number two? This one.Number three, the shop assistant called the police. The next one, the museum. The alien went into the museum. The last one, I called the TV station. Okay, now let's look at words and expressions. Read after me, please. Unusual. Experience. Experience. UFO. Land. Imagine. Strange. Alien. Follow. Surprised. Souvenir. Shop assistant. Flight. TV station. Amazing. Okay, next. Let's read at the tape.
Dear Jack, I had a very unusual experience on Sunday. At around 10 o'clock in the morning, I was walking down the street when a UFO landed right in front of me. You can imagine how strange it was. An alien got out and walked down Center Street. I followed it to see where it was going and was very surprised when it went into a souvenir shop. While it was looking at the souvenirs, the shop assistant called the police. Before the police arrived, the alien left the shop and then visited the Museum of Flight. While the alien was in the museum, I called the TV station. Isn't that amazing? Ted.
Well, that's the end of Section 8.